This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The Quran is just amazing in every regard. There is a tale, there is a narrative, there is a backdrop, there is a context, there is a correlation, there's a moral, there's an ethical, there's a juristic ruling. It's just phenomenal. So we all know the tale and the narrative of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the 12th chapter, the 12 juz of the Quran. And part of this discussion is the fact that the minister's wife was infatuated over Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَن نَفْسِ. And the woman in the town, they made a gossip and they said that the minister's wife is infatuated over Yusuf. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّ أي قَدْ دَخَلَ حُبُّهُ فِي شِغَافِ قَلْبِهَا. She is head over heels regarding Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty. So when the woman heard about this, the minister's wife, she decided to counter the accusation in a very calculated response. She didn't go on a retort and she didn't start hurling nasty things. How evil of you, how nasty, how wicked. And in a like manner, she didn't retort. What she did was a very calculated response. She prepared a banquet and she invited all these ladies of the town to this banquet. And then there was some fruit that was being served. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينَ. And then she gave each one of them a knife. So probably a fruit. This is what the experts on the exegesis of the Quran tell us. Holding a knife in the hand, eating, indulging, chit-chatting, and just having a social discussion. And then she summoned Yusuf. وَقَالَتْ. And she said, أُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنْ. Come in. So as Yusuf alayhi salam was ushered in, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنْ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. As Yusuf alayhi salam came in and they observed his beauty, they were mesmerized. They were spellbound. They were riveted. They were speechless. وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنْ. And instead of cutting through the fruit, they went beyond and they slit their wrists. They slit their wrists. So as they slit their wrists, the minister's wife said, فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِي. Well, that's the man regarding whom you were blaming me, that I am head over heels and I am infatuated. Look at yourself. Now the scholars tell us, we learn a response from this tale here, that when people maliciously hurl vituperative and condescending remarks and comments to the paragon of Allah's creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, either we retort with nasty things or we present and showcase the beauty of Islam. By Allah, if they're doing it out of ignorance, they will realize the truth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convert them into ambassadors of deen. Abu Mahdhura was mocking the adhan out of ignorance. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and lovingly spoke to him. He accepted Islam and he became a muadhin of this ummah. And if they're doing it out of arrogance, then Allah will deal with them because that's his declaration. Inna kafayna kal mustahzi'in. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will suffice on your behalf for anyone who is disrespectful to you or blasphemous to you. Suffice to say in this regard that one out of the five people who the scholars reference was Walid bin Mughira. And in the 29th juz in Surah Al-Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as Sanasimuhu ala al-Khurtum. We will brand his snout, not nose, snout. So this is my message. Present the beauty of Islam and you will see that the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a catalyst, and those that hurl nasty things will become ambassadors of this very Nabi. May Allah give us the ability to exhibit the pure teachings of Islam in its pristine form. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.